Welcome to the Workshop Teacher Podcast, a podcast for teachers who are interested in trying workshop in their classrooms and teachers who are obsessed with it, like me. Hey teachers, let's talk about ways to motivate students when introducing a writing unit or writing assignment. Before we get started, I want to tell you about a giveaway I'm doing. If you review this podcast, you could potentially win a $50 gift card to either Amazon or Target, whatever you choose. So the first 50 people to review the podcast will be entered into this contest. I got this idea from my favorite podcast right now called Chock Full of Life. If you are a teacher and you feel completely overwhelmed by just everything, you have to listen to that podcast. It is probably one of the best podcasts I've ever listened to. Kelly Elena just does such a great job of explaining things and helping teachers handle the stress of their lives. You should definitely check it out. But anyways, I also want to thank the three people who have rated and reviewed this podcast. I am so grateful to you, and I'm actually searching iTunes right now to read one of those reviews because it was so thoughtful, and I'm so grateful to just people who are willing to take their time out to review this podcast. It makes it so worthwhile to me to do this when I hear from you. So here is what the latest review says. I came across Amanda's website last year when I was exhausted after a long year and was searching for some different approaches to writing for the next group. I watched her explain her workshop method and was inspired by her energy, passion, and belief in this model. It renewed that let's do this mentality that was drained after a trying year. She explains everything in succinct, realistic ways, and I'm so thankful for her willingness to take the time to do a podcast too. It's perfect background while I'm making dinner. Thank you so much, KM, for just writing all of those thoughtful things, and it just makes everything that I'm doing worth it. I really, really appreciate this feedback from you. And so if you want to be entered in the drawing with the three people who have reviewed this podcast, they are Senior Squids. That's actually my dad. He's Senior Squids. Yeah, he listens to my podcast and he does not teach. He's just very supportive. He's a supportive dad. And Spark Creativity. Thank you so much, the three of you, for your feedback and just your support. All right. So to prepare for this episode, I actually decided that it would be a good idea to ask my students this question. What could teachers do to get you excited for a writing assignment? And I didn't ask all of my students. I have about 125 students. I only asked, it was during what we call academic prep at my school. It's basically study hall, and we have academic prep at the end of the day. And it was Friday, and they were all just pretending to work. We were all fried from the week, and I knew they were pretending to work. So I was like, hey, come over here. I need your help with something. And so, you know, I asked about six or seven students this question, and here's what they said. I think the teacher should blow a kazoo. Another kid said, hey, they could buy a confetti cannon. And then another kid was like, oh, the only way that they could get me excited to write is by like pranking me. Actually, the student said teachers have done this to them before. Like they said that the teacher said, guess what, everyone? We're about to do something so exciting and so fun. And then the next day, the kids found out it was just a regular old writing assignment. And they felt, this kid felt like they were pranked by their teacher because of that. So yeah, these kids, and then, okay, so I thought, well, if they don't have any ideas, then maybe I should ask them something else. So I asked them, well, okay, have you ever been excited about a writing assignment? And most of them said straight up, no. I was like, what? Really? Not even in my class? And they were like, Ms. Werner, I'm sorry, but no. And I just felt so sad. And it made me realize that, like, I really want to get better at this. And I want to write about this and get ideas from other teachers. So yeah. And if you have ideas about how to excite students about writing, you should totally join my Facebook group. If you go to my website, amandarightnow.com, like right front and center, there's a button and it says join the community. I think you have to scroll down a little bit. But anyways, so these are my ideas about how to excite students about writing. I would love to hear more. So here's my top number one way that I think, in my opinion, you can get, okay, not all of your students excited about writing, but at least some of them. So give students choice. This is kind of obvious, but I have some ideas that maybe you haven't thought of before in here. So tell students they get to choose the topic. I feel like they're so much more likely to get excited about the writing assignment when they can write about something they care about. So for example, if students are writing literary essays, let them pick the text they want to write about. Like if it's a favorite song or a poem, I don't know any kid who has favorite poems, but maybe you do, or a short story that they've read in the past, or a favorite book that they love, or even a YouTube video. Like let them write a literary essay about a YouTube video. How weird would that be? How exciting would that be for students? I do think that it is possible to teach literary essay writing concepts with videos rather than using your confusing classic that you use every year or whatever books you read with your students. So you might be wondering, okay, what? A YouTube video? How can kids write a literary essay about a YouTube video? Well, I should probably write about this on my blog a little bit in more detail, but I do have a post about how to teach argumentative writing with video. And there's a link to it in this episode. If you go to amandarightnow.com, click podcast, scroll down to the bottom and it says five exciting ways to introduce a writing unit. And you can click this post that's all about argumentative writing and video. Okay, so here are some other ways to allow for choice with other genres. So if students are writing argumentative essays, let them pick the topic. They care about stuff. They really do, especially homework. A lot of kids love writing about how homework should be banned, but they care. And so letting them pick the topic is so powerful. And then, okay, narrative. How do you get students excited to write about their own life? Here's how. You tell them they can make stuff up. They get really excited about this. Like I say, okay, you can't go flying around on a magic pony in your personal narrative, but you could exaggerate a little bit, make some stuff up. Like none of us actually remember what happened just play by play, right? I mean, we all make things up when we retell stories that happened in the past. So this gets kids excited. All right, the second way that you could get students excited about a writing unit or an upcoming writing assignment is by making it a contest. So tell students they get to participate in a contest. So we are all naturally competitive and yearn for opportunities to be recognized for our hard work. Contests are a great way for students to work toward achieving something they can be proud of. You could have students participate in the many contests available via the New York Times Learning Network, and I linked their contest calendar to this post. It's awesome. There are so many contests on that calendar. Or you could have your own class contest. So I do this for every unit. So at the beginning of each unit, I refer to the writer's spotlight board in my classroom. It's lit up with lights and it's all fancy and stuff. And I say that I'm going to pick the three best pieces of students' work from each of my classes. and they are going to be put on the writer's spotlight board. So my class, they read for the first 10 minutes of every class period. So students can, instead of reading a book, they can go to the writer's spotlight board and they untack students' writing, and it could be from any one of my classes. They read it during reading time and then they tack it back up on the board. So they're getting a real audience of their peers. And these students won the contest. Like, they get their writing spotlighted on the writer spotlight board. Another way you could excite students is by throwing a party. Who doesn't get excited about having a class party? So when you begin your unit, start with the end. Tell your students that a party is in their near future to celebrate their hard work and accomplishments with the writing unit you are about to start. You could do multiple things during this class party. So here are a few ideas. You could have sparkling water and eat popcorn while reading each other's writing. You could have students bring their own snacks and let volunteers take turns reading parts of their writing out loud to the class. You could let students paint, doodle, or do calligraphy covers during your party. You can invite another class over to join your party. You could record students reading parts of their writing and compile it into a video and watch that at your party. You could do all of these, like, for 2 days. You could have a two-day party, two-period party. You could also get ideas from students, get them to help plan a writing party and a way to celebrate students' hard work. Another way to get students excited about your upcoming unit is to publish their writing. Now, I'll be the first to say, as a middle school teacher, not all students get excited about this. And not all students get excited about my writer spotlight board, okay? I'm being completely honest here. But we have to try, right? A good amount do, though. You do hook them with this. So if you plan to publish your students' writing, make sure to be specific about how you're going to publish their writing in the beginning of your unit. So tell them exactly what's going to happen. And I have a post. It's called 10 Ways to Publish Student Writing. And each way, I walk you step by step with how to do it. So you should go check that out. What about, like, none of this worked? So here's some last resort tactics. Use humor, honesty, and bribes. Yes, I said bribes. Sometimes the best way to get students on your side and therefore more motivated to please you is by making them laugh and being upfront with them about what's about to happen. So here's an example of ways you can use humor and honesty to excite your students about what they're about to experience in your upcoming unit. This is what you would say. Look, everyone, in the past, you've written essays that go something like this. Introduction, body paragraphs, conclusions. Am I right? You all know this structure. Or you've written personal narratives that have a character, a conflict, and then a sentence at the end stating the lesson, right? Some of you have these structures down almost so much so that you are a writing robot. Well, in this unit, we're going to focus on breaking out of that robot voice and finding our own voices. And then after this little speech, you can show them this video about writer's voice. It's a cute little video. Check it out. It's in this post. So here's another thing, another way you could go about getting students excited: with a bribe. Okay, it's not food though. You're not bribing them with food. The party's kind of bribing them with food, but this is a different type of bribe. And I do this a lot with my students throughout the week. Like, so here's what you would say. Students, I know a lot of you can't stand writing. I knew it. Sometimes I can't stand writing either. Sometimes I just want to crumple every page of my notebook up and just go play some Fortnite. I actually don't play Fortnite, but I refer to it constantly because I know my students love it. But we can't do that every time we face a challenge. We have to do our best, even if we struggle and the process is painful. This is an important life lesson. We're learning about life in this English class. So here's what I propose. If we work hard on our writing each day for at least 20 minutes a day, after that 20 minutes is up, we can crumple up some paper and play recycle bin basketball. They will cheer like crazy for this. Or you can play one of these games. So I have a link to 5 simple games to play with your students anytime. And then you end it with deal, Some students might say no, but some of them will go, yeah, and there you go. You got them excited, and that's the goal. All right, let's wrap this up. Exciting your students about an upcoming writing assignment or unit is probably one of the most challenging things a writing teacher has to do, and you will fail. I have definitely failed many, many times, but if you've learned anything from this episode, you have to at least try. That's what counts. So tell me, how do you excite your students about writing? I would love to know. Go visit AmandaWriteNow.com, click podcast, go write a review so you can get some $50 gift cards. I mean, just one for the first 50. I'll probably do another one for the 100. So maybe you could get two. I don't know. You can also leave a reply to this article, comments, join my Facebook group. I would love to connect with you beyond this crazy universe of sitting in this room talking to myself while recording this podcast. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.